CACSTL.com or 314-352-1111. Classic Air Care and the Drain Team have experienced and licensed journeyman plumbers, as well as experienced and certified technicians with background checks and mandatory education for all the latest. So for any heating, air conditioning, and plumbing issues, it's Classic Air Care and the Drain Team.
Right now at Metro Electric, get a Toshiba A19 LED light bulb for just $8.90 when you buy four or more.
So why should you do this?
Well, the LED will save you over $150 in energy costs over the life of the bulb, over 40,000 hours. Compare that to the incandescent's 1,000-hour lifespan and think of the 40 bulbs you won't have to change. Turn to the experts at Metro Electric for all your LED energy solutions at the best price. Metro Electric, online at MetroElectricSupply.com. Serving St. Louis since 1967.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy, photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
Yes, hooray for Hollywood. Hooray for a clean car. I like a clean car. I feel clean when my car is clean. The reason I mention that is our new sponsor for Dawn Meadows Dixon, Westport Car Wash. There are now three. Why, I can remember a time when there was only one. Come here, sit on my knee, Sonny. One Westport Car Wash.
Ooh. Oh, before they were on this show, there was only one, and now there's three?
Look what happens.
Ah.
Look what happens when you mention something on the show. Boom, boom, boom. One, two, three. The original is on Page right behind us, just east of Lindbergh. Now there is a Westport Car Wash. It has been for a while on Lee Mayferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and the newest Westport Car Wash on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. That's what happens when you do a good job. You expand so that more people can enjoy your product. Westport Car Wash is proud to present the one, the only, Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Yeah. Hi, Dawn.
How are you, Dawn?
I'm great. Today is my daughter's birthday. They're 14.
Aww. That's right. They're twins.
They're twins. And I was telling Dan we were back and forth because I thought I was going to have to do the segment from the hair salon. I told them that today we could go and do a trial run on the hairstyle they're going to wear for their graduation from eighth grade. So that's their part of their birthday present today was to go and get their hair done. So we're doing, you know, the updo, half updo, the swoosh to the side, curls, and...
No, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know much about...
So they look beautiful. We took pictures, and Dan said, have they decided to change it already? And I said, well, one's not sure she likes the bun, one's curls are too tight, so things can change.
Are they identical?
They are identical, but very different in personality.
Do they not? They don't want the same hairdo.
No. In fact, going in, it was like, okay, you're up, I'm down, I'm half up, yeah.
See, no. I've always tried to decide, I've thought about this, if I were an identical twin, would I want to even be more identical by dressing just like my brother, or would I want my own, I'd do everything I could, like paint a mole on my face or something, you know, so that I'd have my own identity. Seriously, I wonder, I'm sure there are identical twins who think, man, I wish I didn't have an identity.
Well,
I want to be myself.
I think they all go through that. When they were little, I was so excited to get twins. I dressed them alike. I would go out and find the cutest outfits and the matching hats and the matching shoes. And, of course, they couldn't argue with me. And then in the last 2 years, they won't even wear the same article in different colors.
Wow.
They want it totally different. And up until today, one had pierced ears and one didn't. So you always knew the one with pierced ears, you know, that was you know, Olivia, and the other one didn't. Well, today she made the decision to get pierced ears. Mm-mm. On her birthday.
Wow, isn't that rare for a girl to go to 14 without pierced ears anymore?
I think it's extremely rare, but yeah. I wonder if maybe it was her way of being different from her sister, maybe. I don't know. Or she was just afraid of the big needle that they use.
It's
a
little gun.
After she had it done, she said, you know, that was really pretty easy, and I think she probably wishes she would have done it sooner.
Don't most girls get their ears pierced when they're like 5 or something?
No, Alyssa did it. Alyssa did it when she was like 12 or 13, I think.
I'm trying to remember how old my daughter was. She wasn't that old. Maybe she was 8 or so. I don't know.
Well, my
have you seen babies getting it done?
Yeah, I think my younger sister had them done when she was like maybe 1 or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, I
yeah.
think
Some
they do it with
do
little,
it babies. Yeah.
little bitty girls, which, yeah. Yeah, that's okay, I guess.
So this has been a really big day for us.
Well, is it a big day movie-wise?
Well, the movie I'm talking about is American Reunion.
Oh.
Now,
you saw that?
Of the franchise?
Yes, I like the, yeah.
I've never heard of it.
I've liked the movies. Oh, the American Pie.
Oh, I know what American Pie is. That's that one where that guy,
Stifler,
does something with the pie.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
And that's mild compared to what they do in this film. And I thought that film was, you know, really racy 13 years ago, and now this is like the 8th film. Some have gone straight to DVD. This one probably should have, but I went to see it the other night. I'm in this crowded movie theater, and the audience is laughing there. But to me, it was like frat boy jokes, one right after the other. It's like Hangover on steroids, and
wow.
I'm talking Hangover 2. So, you know, by the end of the film...
Yeah, but did you laugh? You laughed, didn't you?
Okay, I can tell you. And I probably laughed two or three times, you know, and I kind of caught myself. I'm like, oh, you know.
Do you remember what you laughed at?
Oh, my gosh. You know what I think is funny? When you know something's going to happen and the other people don't know, the audience is in on the gag. You know, it's an old trick, and it works every time. And they did that a few times very well. But by an hour into the film... And they were still having the pre-parties for the high school reunion. Everybody was coming back. The story is they're all coming back for their 13th high school reunion in Michigan. And you know how it is. You come back for the weekend, and you see mom and dad, and you see the old gang, and they maybe have some pre-parties. Well, an hour into it, and we're doing pre-party after pre-party, and then they said, well, the reunion's tomorrow night. And I thought to myself, you got to be kidding me. I mean, to me, the film felt so long. I thought another year had passed. I am not kidding you. It was painful because the gags were, they were coming fast, almost like you're at a comedy club. No plot, really, except that they all came together to find out what they're doing. You got the one guy that never settled down, the one guy that's married, and all the characters did come back. I will say, Tara Reid? She looked really rough. I mean, she...
Not aged well.
No. I mean, just she's had, from what I understand, a rough life. You know, Sean William Scott, who plays Stifler, the Stiffmeister, you know, I don't have
I love
to
him.
Anything else.
Hey, Stifler's great.
Do you have to see the other ones to get this one?
You know, I don't think so, because there isn't a lot of depth here. Okay. I mean... It's one rude joke after the other. And to me, I felt like they're trying to compete with all of the Hangovers and the Bridesmaids. And they've taken potty humor to a new level. I mean, I'm not going to go into it. But
well, you just cinched it. Peon, he'll be there tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
I'm going to go
potty
after.
Humor.
There you go. The potty humor, you know, it went to a level that I didn't think we were capable of doing with movies. They have lowered, or should I say raised, lowered the bar to the point where, I mean, it is just crude and rude, but that's what this film is about. So at the end of the film, I'm thinking the rest of the audience, you know, they laughed, but maybe they feel as I do. It's not often that an audience breaks out into applause, and this audience started applauding, and I actually turned around and thought, what? I mean, I almost walked out, if not for the fact there was a studio rep there, and I thought, if I'm going to give this the review I think I'm going to give it, I have to give it a shot all the way through. I don't know, not many films have I ever walked out of, but
Oh, I'm thinking the people that went and saw it, though, are fans of that. Yeah, they know what they're in for.
They're not you.
Let me say something, Dawn. They're not me. Now, this is funny. I know I gave 21 Jump Street a rough review, and some critics really loved it. People are going to see it. To me, it made 21 Jump Street look tame, and somebody had tweeted me right after the film came out and I gave my review, the reason you don't think it's funny is because you're too old. And I thought, okay, this one I must really be too old because okay.
Dawn,
here's the thing. Just didn't work for
me. Dawn, here's the thing. The proof that you really are kind of, you know, prim and proper is that none of us would even use the term potty humor.
Yeah, right. Right there.
Even to say potty.
That's a big giveaway.
It says it all. Huh?
Are you going to use the bad word?
No. No, we'd say crude, disgusting. But to say potty humor, it just really sums you up. And that's okay. That's okay.
Hey, Dawn.
You don't want me to get detailed on this one.
Hey, Dawn.
I could not. But even the audience.
She doesn't inhale.
I know.
You can't talk. She doesn't inhale. Yeah, Tina wants to talk.
Tina, yes.
Mike Evans only gave it a one.
And
he hated it.
And he's disgusting.
I am going to give it the lowest ARD that I've ever given.
All right, let's go. Let's have it. What's it called again? What's it called? The movie? What is it?
American Reunion.
American Reunion. Here we go. How many?
One.
One.
I agree with him.
One.
Oh, here it comes.
All right, Dan.
And Mike Evans is a disgusting human being.
Yes, he is.
I know, and he thought the movie was disgusting.
So for him to give it a one, it must really be disgusting. All right, Dan.
It was painful.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Well,
Dan.
Well, you are a trooper for going, and we'll talk to you next
week. Happy Easter, everybody.
All right, you too. There she goes, Dawn Meadows-Dixon, brought to you by Westport Car Wash. A great car. My car has been through there at least 100 times. That's not an exaggeration either over the years. Partly, of course, because they're so close. But even if it's not real close to you, make a little trip on Page just east of Lindbergh, on Lemay Ferry Road just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash, the greatest wash you will ever have for what I think is a ridiculous price of $10. Westport Car Wash. All right, how are we doing on time? We're doing pretty well.
Yep.
We can actually take a couple of calls if you want to light these things up. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Play that promo for our show. Let me just say this before you do this. I think we do a much better job of selling things for other people. Although sometimes our hands are kind of tied when advertisers do their own commercials. All we do is run them. We don't, you know, they do their own, and they're horrible. We have no control over that. But we do a better job of selling other people than we do selling ourselves. Now, I heard this earlier. This is supposed to be something that if you were listening at another time of day, would make you want to listen to our show. Go ahead, play this thing.
Frank Opinion.
Do you subscribe to Mean Parent Magazine?
And a large morning show in the afternoon.
I'll read to you now page 46 of the March issue. My sister and I have a very strict mom.
Weekdays at 3.
She has now just gotten to the point where she will drop us off at the mall for a couple of hours during the day. That's when my sister and I do a lot of crack cocaine around by the dumpsters at the back of the mall.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
And my mom...
The Big 550.
All right, that's not funny. That's horrible. And if I heard that, and I were listening at 10 o'clock in the morning or whatever, I'd go, well, that's not funny. I'm not going to listen to that show. Because out of context, it's flat not funny. If you don't know that day what the discussion was, and you don't know that Dawn had taken her daughters to the mall, you need the whole story. So this station needs to learn how to promote itself and sell itself in a way that actually makes sense. Okay. I feel good when I do that. It feels a whole lot better. We have a bunch of calls. Let's take them. Let's go first with Mike. Mike, how are you?
I am fine, Frank. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. And what can we do for you?
You've talked about the last few days about Larry the Cable Guy, and I got to tell you a real quick story. He was on the Comedy Channel the other night, and the interviewer lady asked him, when did you know you'd arrived? He goes, well, he started out in radio. He'd do a call-in show, kind of like Mike Evans, and he was Larry the Cable Guy, and he was, of course, getting her done. And he said he was in a hardware store down south, and these two guys were going, get her done. And so he walks up to me and says, "Hey, guys, where'd you hear that?" He goes, "Oh, that's Larry the Cable Guy. He's on the radio." And he starts laughing. He goes, "I'm Larry the Cable Guy. Get her done." And they both looked at him and says, "You're not even close."
You know, you remember when, and they didn't believe it was him. Remember when, and Dolly Parton tells this great story. Dolly Parton entered a Dolly Parton lookalike, true story, lookalike contest, and didn't win.
Yeah, and I heard Charlie Chaplin enter a contest and finished third.
Yeah, I think she was third or something in the Dolly Parton lookalike contest.
Oh, well,
all right. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
I enjoy your show.
All right, thank you. Was that Mike? That's Jim.
Yes.
Jim should be. Jim's next, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Jim, you're up. How are you?
Hey, not too bad. AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. First off, it's probably American Reunion is probably a good movie, but that's coming from someone who thought Team America. I don't know if you guys remember that. I thought
that
was hilarious.
Yes, I
enjoyed
that.
What movie?
That was from the South Park creators.
What's it called?
It's called Team America World Police, and it was the puppet movie.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Probably hands down one of the funniest movies the last 10 years. But I just wanted to pass along. I don't work for this company, but I put something on my car, and it's saving me a whole lot of gas money. Because it's, well, not a whole lot, but I'm getting like 50 gallons more on a tank of gas by putting. Have you ever heard of these filters, these air filters called K&N?
No.
K&N?
No.
Yes, I put one on my car about 3 months ago, and I'm getting about 50 gallons more in the tank. And I just thought I'd pass it along, you know, with the price of gas and everything. I don't work for them or anything, but
50 miles.
As soon as the guy says I don't work for him or anything, he sells them.
Yeah.
No, I work in the medical field, but I get about 50 miles more on a tank.
Okay.
Wow, that's wild.
I've never heard of it. And how does that do that? Do you know?
Well, my neighbor, he's a mechanic, and he says that something about the airflow that goes through the mixture with the airflow to the engine. Mm-hmm. I have no clue how it actually works, but I put one on my car in my wife's van, and I'm getting about 50 miles more on a tank of gas.
That's awesome.
Okay. All right, Jim, thank you.
No problem. Have a good day.
And let me make it clear to the audience. I have no idea what that product is. We're not endorsing that product. I don't know who that guy was. He could be telling the truth. He could be making it up. He could sell them. He could be a distributor. I don't know, but he's welcome to call and speak his piece. Chris, it's your turn. How are you?
Hi, gang. I'm AM in the PM.
Thanks.
Hi, Chris.
Hallelujah. Hey, I just wanted to give you a report from out here in the field that I used two of your advertisers. It's one we've used for like 35 years, Metheny Heating and Cooling.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is Tool Belt Team, which I used for the second time.
Tool Belt Team is off the show. They're gone.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry.
That's all right. They're gone.
Okay, I am so sorry. Okay, that's Dan's fault. Anyway, no, I'm joking.
But anyway.
The Metheny Heating and Cooling is so great. I call them every time. They get out there right away. And like I said, we really have used them for 35 years because my parents used them before, you know, I did. So I'm really glad you guys let everyone know about them.
It's a great company, and I appreciate the call.
Okay, thanks, gang.
All right, Chris, thank you. We can work another one in here. Stan, not the man, but another Stan. Hello, Stan.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm AM in the PM, of course.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I got a couple stories / jokes, but you don't need your shotgun because I need your opinion. You know, I spent my whole life, it took me 45 years of my life to finally hit a hole in one. Now it's taken me 51 years to come up with a couple jokes that maybe do have a punchline that actually work.
Okay. Did you write these jokes?
No, I made them up.
Well, that means you wrote them. Same thing.
I guess, if I wrote them, they're in my head. I never actually wrote them down. But
But writing just means you created them, and we don't get many homemade jokes. Go ahead.
Okay, well, the first one, this man wakes up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he's just in a ball. I mean, he is just hunched over. He's in extreme pain. Well, he's able to crawl out of bed. He finally gets out of bed. He's just hunched over. He crawls himself downstairs, climbs in his car, and luckily the hospital is only a half mile away. So he parks right in front of the ER doors and just crawls in the best he can. The attendant sees the man and says, "Oh, my goodness, we need help over here." They throw him up on a gurney face down, and they roll him into one of the ER rooms. And the doctor walks in and goes, hey, how you doing? He goes, "Well, this is amazing. I've heard all of these reports about what a kidney stone is. I never believed them, never thought it was possible. I've got all the symptoms, you know, the sharp in my back. I mean, shortness of breath. I'm just in excruciating pain. I can't even budge. And doctor says, well, listen, tell me something about last night. He goes, well, I got home, and, of course, the wife's got pork and beans again, so we get into it like we always do. And then I just go in the other room and grab a beer, sit down and watch sports like I always do. And she comes in and goes, you lazy bum. Every night you come in and do the same thing. You know what? If anything ever happened to you, I'd be the happiest widow in the world. And the doctor says, okay, well, I got good news and bad news. He said, okay, what's the good news? Well, the good news is you don't have kidney stones. Okay, what's the bad news? You got a knife sticking out of your back.
You know what? It's so bizarre, it's actually funny. Yeah. It's either so bad it's good, or it's good.
Well, I yeah. appreciate that. Well, appreciate no, you, thank you, you.
No, you get credit because, hey, let's applaud him. At least he wrote a joke.
Yeah. It was a long one.
You know, and he's a pretty good storyteller, and nobody ever comes up with their own jokes.
Well, thank you. Every once in a while, you know, the mind gets a little creative. I got one more for you, but I have to preface this with, okay, I'm Irish, and of course everybody, you know, my claim to fame as being Irish is a bunch of drunks, right? So
what?
When I tell this joke, please, you'll understand what I mean by how I have to do this, and I'm not trying to offend anybody, and it's just, you know, it's...
Well, if you're Irish, you can do it and get away with it. Go ahead.
Right, well, no, I'm not... What the joke isn't about an Irishman, okay? But the whole idea is that, you know, we get blamed for being a bunch of drunks, so at least, you know, which we... A lot of people don't appreciate. Anyway, this is easy.
Anyway.
Did you hear about the Polack that got arrested at News Channel 5 last night for breaking and entering?
No.
Well, it was kind of interesting. He was found over at the News Channel 5 Weather Center, and when he was spoken to by the police, he said, I was just trying to hijack the jet stream.
Ooh, okay, man. Go back to that
first one. Is it Chris? Chris is it?
No, this is Stan.
Stan, I'm sorry, Stan. All right, Stan, flush that one, okay?
You can just
kill that one, and don't go real nuts over the first one, like, you know, thinking that it's an award winner. It's okay. Maybe go back and dissect the first one and take a good look at how you did that, and then work on another second one. That second one,
or hone the first one a little bit more.
And by the way, did you say the second one was a Polack?
Yeah,
yeah. You can't do
That's
that.
Politically incorrect.
You can't do that anymore.
Okay, well,
you got to throw the pole on. Make it a blonde
or a classic rock DJ
or an FM DJ.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, I'll do that for now.
Work on that and call us back. Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, Stan. Thank you.
Hey, did you see Aaron on the phone?
6 years old.
Yes.
Do we have time?
I think so. Yeah, we can.
Let's put Aaron on here. Hello, Aaron.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
What can we do for you?
I have a joke for you.
Okay. did you make it up?
No.
Where did you hear it?
From my friend.
Your friend. Okay, let's have it.
How do you wake up Lady Gaga?
How do you what?
Wake up Lady Gaga.
How do you wake up Lady Gaga?
How do you wake up Lady Gaga? I don't know.
Poker face.
Give it to him. Now, Aaron could be... That's a little girl, I assume. Are you a girl?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you in school?
Yeah.
All right. And how did you find this show? Do you listen to this show?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Wow. There we go, Aaron.
Good for you, Aaron. Well, you're a good joke teller. You call anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, the people that won't get that are the people who don't know that Lady Gaga had a big hit called Poker Face.
Right.
So if you don't know that, then you're not going to understand why that's a funny joke. And I can't believe that I even know that, but I do, that she had a song called Poker. It's a good song, too, by the way. All right, if you like to play golf and you... like a different setting, you're tired of playing the same old places, and you want to get away, but you don't want to go too far away because of the price of gas, which it'll settle, but it's you know, it's still in that sort of uh-oh range. I have a place for you. It's the Rend Lake Golf Resort. It is only 90 miles from St. Louis. You get on 64, and you head out to Illinois, and I think you get to Mount Vernon, you make a right, and you go to the website, it'll tell you exactly how to get there. It's like out and to the right, and boom, you're there, 90 minutes, and worth the drive. And what's going to happen is you may think you're going to go there for the day, and then you're going to wish you had planned to stay there 2 or 3 days. And that's okay. You go there for a day, kind of scout the area out, see what's there. But you might throw some extra stuff in just in case while you're there. You go, what the heck? Let's just stay a night or two. Because in addition to a beautiful 27-hole golf course with a lighted driving range, there's a full-service pro shop. You have 46 rooms where you can get lodging at Wren Lake Golf Course and Golf Resort. There are also, in addition to those 46 rooms, 24 beautiful condominiums. They're fully decorated, 2 and 3 bedrooms with 2 or 3 baths. You can get a golf cart and drive around like a real resort, because that's what it is. There's a full-service restaurant. There's a bar and grill area. There are banquet facilities. You work in a place like KTRS, for example, is always sending us on little outings and seminars.
Oh, yeah.
Picking up the tab. Well, let's all go and...
Yeah.
You know what? No, that's Y98.
Yeah.
That Y98 does.
They send us?
No, they send
Y98 sends
people.
Us there.
Yeah.
They send their people. But it is a great place to have a sales meeting or a retreat or whatever in the heck management and executive people call these things. I got all kinds of names for them. Sometimes it's just a waste of time, an excuse to go somewhere, and sometimes they're actually productive. Either way, this is a great place to do them. There are patios and verandas, an outdoor pool and jacuzzi, and a bike trail. And as most of you know, I'm a biker and a hiker.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And a workout fanatic.
You are.
Oh, wait.
No.
No, I'm not. I don't like hiking, and I really don't like biking. But they have a winery. I'll drink a good glass of wine, and I'll sit on the patio. I'll do that. I'll take advantage of a lot. The food part of it, I'll do that. I'll play golf. I've been there. I played golf there.
You're a good sitter and sipper.
Almost a professional.
Yeah.
I'm almost a professional relaxer. If there's such a thing as professional relaxation, meaning just laziness is the other word, I'm that guy. But this is a wonderful place, this Wren Lake Golf Resort, and... Again, 90 miles, for goodness sakes. For those of you looking for something that's not too far away, but you really want to feel like you're on a mini vacation. And then, of course, you're in the same area there, that Franklin County, where there's that incredible skeet and trap shooting range, and just a bunch of neat stuff over there that a lot of people from the St. Louis area don't even know is right down the road. Go to this website. Go to WrenLakeGolfResort.com. If you can't remember that, go to FrankOpinion.com. Click on sponsors, and they're in alphabetical order. You go down there and click on it, and take you link you right to their site. Check it out. And I think very soon, weather's been great. Looks like it's going to continue. A little cooler today, but looks like it's going to be... Not, you know what? It's a little cooler, but still great. 58 degrees is no... It's barely April. So golf weather is here, winery weather is here, going somewhere weather is here. Make that somewhere on your list, Wren Lake Golf Resort. And again, it's WrenLakeGolfResort.com.
With an update on traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Hello, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, boy, we've got a bunch of problems out there right now. Let's start with downtown. There was an accident on westbound 5570 on the Poplar Street Bridge. They've moved that off to southbound Route 3, but that has everything downtown kind of a mess. Eastbound 40, that is jamming up from Compton, approaching Compton now to the Poplar. Eastbound 70 is running slow from the Edward Jones Dome through the depressed section. Northbound 55, that's heavy in that right lane, a little bit north of the Highway 44 ramp. Now, if you're traveling eastbound on 5570, it's stacking up from 4th Street to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, you're slow Kings Highway through McCausland. And then as you make your way further out west, you've got several cars off on the side. May have been an accident or police stops, but police are with it between Spady and Ballas. And that has traffic slow from Lindbergh out through Maryville Center. And then it's heavy again on eastbound 40 because there's an accident at Maryville Center. It's blocking the right lane, so traffic jammed back approaching 141. And then southbound 270, that's running stop and go now from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash guarantees the lowest rate on title loans. If you have a loan with someone else, they will help you buy it back, and you will save money. Ask about their $50 cash back offer. Hurry now to check into cash. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is John Shane, Mr. Fix-It. Join Steffi Littlefield, myself, one of the three amigas, at St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply. They're at 106 South Elam Avenue in Valley Park. Easy to get to right at 141 and 44. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll be broadcasting live noon to 3, the Inside Out Show. They have wood carving displays by the Wood Den. The World Bird Sanctuary will be present with live animals for kids, bouncy house, face painting, Easter egg hunt, and the Easter Bunny will be there. See us noon to 3. That's the Inside Out Show at St. Louis Hardscape Material and Supply.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Have you tried everything but nothing seems to work? The P-STEM procedure may be your answer. After just one treatment, most patients describe a remarkable reduction in pain symptoms. Plus, there are no side effects that come from painkillers or impaired reactions. The P-STEM is FDA approved and provides reliable, safe, non-invasive, effective relief for painful conditions including back, neck, and joint pain, pain from arthritis, migraines, and even pain related to cancer. Call the St. Louis Spine and Orthopedic Surgery Center at 888-480-0231 to schedule your consultation today. Most major insurance plans are accepted, including Medicare. Cash payment options are also available. Don't suffer in silence any longer. Call 888-480-0231 today. That's 888-480-0231. End your pain today. 888-480-0231.
Hi, it's the roofer for Lane House Construction. Has your home been damaged by the storm? A lot of times you can't see the damage, especially hail damage. If your home has been exposed to, say, hail the size of a quarter or so, it wouldn't hurt to have it checked out. Call Lane House Construction. Lane House is A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, nationally ranked by Qualified Remodeler at number 327 in the country. We're also factory credentialed by Tamco, Owens Corning, CertainTeed, and IKO, four of the largest manufacturers in the country. Also, call and take advantage of our 37-point exterior home inspection. This report will cover the roof, windows, siding, and gutters. Upon completion of the report, our representative will go over his findings with you. The report is normally $179, but if you call and mention this ad, we'll waive the fee. Call Lane House Construction at 314-845-2166 or our new location in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000 or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Garden View Care Center is considered one of the best when it comes to Alzheimer's and dementia care. So whether it's skilled nursing or assisted living, Garden View Care Center is there to help. 25 plus years helping St. Louisans. They also have something called the Adult Day Program, and Garden View Care Center of Chesterfield has immediate openings in their Adult Day Program. The Adult Program is designed to give stay-at-home adults with beginning dementia the benefits of an activity-based care on a day-to-day basis. So what do I mean? You drop mom or dad off at Garden View Care Center of Chesterfield, and they have exercise classes, social time, excursions, theater, sporting events, live music, and so on and so forth. Then, at the end of the day, you come and pick them up. It's an adult day program courtesy of Garden View Care Centers of Chesterfield. To find out more, 636-449-7575 or gvcc.com. Garden View Care Centers, experts when it comes to Alzheimer's and dementia. Now their adult day program of Chesterfield, gvcc.com or Garden View Care Center.
For one day only, Friday, April 6th, Don Hennifer Jewelers will have a silver restoration clinic from 10 to 4. A silver restoration expert will be in store to provide free estimates on repairing and refinishing of your sterling or silver-plated heirlooms. Save 20% on silver plating and polishing during this one-day-only event. Gather up your old silver and bring it into Don Hennifer Jewelers, Friday, April 6th. Don Hannaford Jewelers in Florissant, 314-921-3001. Online at donhannaferjewelers.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell windshield wipers. Oh, no. We install them for you, fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. And now save $10 instantly when you purchase two Trico Neoform wiper blades. So if your wipers are squeaking, streaking, smudging, or otherwise just ticking you off, remember, free wiper installation at Advance. Service is our best part. See store for details.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
8 ounce Kansas City strip sirloin and roasted potatoes, just $7.99. Tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
A great place for great steaks at great prices. A succulent 8 ounce Kansas City strip sirloin with roasted potatoes, just $7.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
In Florissant.
Online at iacovellis.com.
I want to mention quickly, so you can sort of have a heads-up notice, maybe plan a week from Friday to stop in First Community Credit Union. Their popcorn's going to be red for opening day.
Cardinals. Oh,
how about
cool.
that? I remember them doing that before. I think they've had green popcorn, too. But
Friday the 13th?
Well, it's a week from Friday. Is that the 13th? Red popcorn at First Community Credit Union. We're going to do something kind of serious here for a second because I have a point that I want to make, and I know that you know a lot of people don't like it if we get serious. I think every once in a while you have to say let's look at something for a second, and maybe we'll get a little smarter because of it. A lot of people have really jumped to a lot of conclusions over this Trayvon Martin thing. Some people have already crucified this guy Zimmerman. They want him strung up, guilty, you know, without the completion of the investigation. And then other people defended him, going, oh, he's not guilty, that kid. Let me point out a couple of things to you. One, shame on NBC. Are you guys aware of what NBC did when they aired the 911 call?
Yeah, they spliced.
They edited it. By doing that, and again, shame on NBC. When you play a 911 call and you hear this guy Zimmerman saying to the dispatcher, I'm following him, yeah, he's got on a hoodie, he's black, that right there, if I hear that, I think this guy's a racist. Why would you say that? He immediately points out he's black. That's not how that 911 call went. They edited that call. He didn't voluntarily say he's black, as a racist would do. The dispatcher says, can you tell, are you close enough that you can tell the color of his skin? Is he Hispanic, white, Caucasian? And then he says he's black. Big difference. Big, big difference. Now, here's another thing. I believe it was the mother. It was a family member. They interviewed yesterday. And maybe it was the day before, but I saw the interview yesterday, and the reporter said to her, how do you feel about the fact that now a second witness has come forward and said that this witness did indeed also see Trayvon on top of Mr. Zimmerman hitting him? And she said, I don't care. I don't care what anybody saw. He murdered my boy. Now, you don't care what anybody... So in other words, the facts don't matter. And again, I have never on this show said whether I think this guy was right or wrong, whether he should be put in jail or in an electric chair. I don't know, because I don't know all the facts. But when you do that, if you're not careful, the people who are trying to get what they say is justice for Trayvon Martin are doing themselves a great disservice when they say they don't care about what any witnesses have to say. It reminds me of the lady who was quoted in the Post-Dispatch when they were getting ready to put a priest on trial for molesting these boys. And she was disqualified from the jury because she said to the attorney, I don't care, her words, and this is almost exactly what she said, something to the effect of, I wouldn't care if you had a videotape of him molesting a boy. I'm not about to put a priest in jail. Wow! Really? So, you gotta... Let's wait. Believe me, with the pressure that's been put on the powers that be, they are looking at everything and they will determine. The guy's not off yet completely, Zimmerman. He can still be arrested. Now, here's something the listener sent me that I thought was very interesting. And my point here is, I'll bet none of you, because I didn't see this on the NBC Nightly News or CBS News or the primary newscasts. About a week ago in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a young black man, his name is Tyrone Woodfork. And by the way, before I read this, I checked it out. I went online and I found the story at the TV station in Tulsa and the newspaper in Tulsa and other sources where this actually did happen about a week ago. He had a kid, Tyrone Woodfork. He breaks into this couple's home, Mr. and Mrs. Strait. They've been married 65 years. She's 85 years old. He rapes her and kills her. And he beats the 90-year-old man who is a World War II veteran, served in the 101st Airborne, beat him to just a bloody pulp. It's a miracle that he's alive. So he's arrested, he's in jail. And by the way, for anybody who goes, well, how do they know he did it? Because they went and picked him up in their car that he stole. Okay, they got him in Mr. and Mrs. Strait's car. So after 65 years of marriage, never hurting anybody, not doing anything to anybody, he has to watch his wife, an 85-year-old wife, get raped and killed, and he's beaten almost to death by this rapist murderer. Did you see this on the news?
No.
No.
No. Of course you didn't. Isn't that interesting? Is that not a story? Isn't that a story? That's a huge story. That's another, it's a murder, okay, or a killing at least, like the Trayvon Martin thing is, but for some reason, it's not a story. And I know that people could go, well, you know, the story with Trayvon Martin is that justice hasn't been served, they haven't arrested the guy, they got this guy. That's not the point. My point, this is still a horrible, horrible crime that I think the world also should know about. And why isn't it being called out as racially motivated when a black kid rapes and kills an 85-year-old white woman and beats her white? When it goes that way, why isn't it racist? We live in a very interesting world. The news that we have to depend on, we're told by other people what we are to believe is news or not news or to consider news. Somebody else decides what's news and what's not news. So just food for thought there. Bill Cleveland's on the way. Window World's on the way, too, to somebody's house right now. Probably lots of somebody's houses right now. Window World is the original $189 window. The reason we have to say the original $189 window is because a few years ago, along came another company and then another company who decided they wanted to be the $189 window. Well, they're not the original $189. They're $189 windows, but they're not Window World windows. There's a world of difference in the quality, in the warranty, if those windows even have a warranty. And I read the ad of one of those other places that prices the windows the same price. If you read the fine print, you'll laugh out loud. You'll know this is nothing like a Window World window. Window World has a good housekeeping seal of approval. Window World has the lifetime warranty that covers parts and glass breakage and labor, all that stuff. This is the one that's in over 30,000 homes in the St. Louis area. Window World, make no mistake. Do not settle for an imposter. Go to this website, windowworld.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. We've got an accident now. It's on westbound 70 just before Highway T.R. Hughes that has the left lane blocked. The traffic is backed up to Highway 370. Just got a report of an accident on St. Charles Rock Road at Ashby. Now, eastbound 270, that's slowing now as you approach Lindbergh through New Florissant. Westbound 40, they're still running heavy between Lindbergh and Mason, and that's due to our actually Maryville Center. And then it's a little slow on the Boone Bridge. Eastbound, they're still working with the accident at Maryville Center. That was blocking the right lane and had traffic backed up approaching Highway 141. And this traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Looking for a variety at lunchtime? Find it on Applebee's all-new pick-and-pair lunch menu. Over 75 combinations of soups, salads, sandwiches, and pasta starting at just $5.99. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
From downtown St. Louis is the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon.
How are you, Bill?
Good, thanks. Well, rumor has it there's a sex video going around starring celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the video, but reportedly it shows Ramsay in the throes of passion with Mrs. Butterworth.
Oh.
That. And President Obama told reporters today he was not ready to release oil from the reserves to help lower the cost of gasoline for motorists.
What?
That's the bad news. The good news is he should be ready about 2 weeks before Election Day.
Yeah. No comment.
And a woman in New York celebrated her 105th birthday by gambling at a casino.
All right.
Beautiful. Yeah, a little different than the way she normally gambles, by going to sleep.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And finally.
That's rough.
Man.
But true.
Poor Gary Busey. I was reading about this. Gary Busey's filing for bankruptcy. He's got over $500,000 in personal debt. Things have gotten pretty bad for Gary. He's so hard up for cash, he's now selling advertising space on his teeth.
Oh, man.
Poor guy. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab. Laclede Cab is the official AM and the PM cab company in downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 50 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. See ya.
Yeah. Gary Busey should dedicate the rest of his life to promoting the campaign, Wear a Helmet.
Yeah.
He's the proof that you should. 5 o'clock.
From ABC News.